VOA News, reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Government forces patrolled much of Indian-controlled Kashmir and ordered shops and businesses to remain open Thursday to foil a planned strike by separatists on the second anniversary of India's revocation of the disputed region's semi-autonomy. Government forces placed steel barricades and razor wire across many roads, bridges, and intersections and set up additional checkpoints in anticipation of anti-India protests. Some shops and businesses remained shut in the region's main city, while police and soldiers checked vehicles and searched pedestrians. On August 5th, 2019, the Indian government, led by Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi, stripped Jammu and Kashmir of its statehood, scrapped its separate constitution, and revoked inherited protections of land and jobs, allowing more outsiders to settle in the Muslim-majority region. Thousands of young people and political leaders, both anti- and pro-India, were arrested. Many of them remain in prison. Separatist groups who challenge India's sovereignty in Kashmir called for a strike Thursday to mark what they call a, quote, black day. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday that Hong Kong citizens currently in the United States who fear for their safety amid the political crackdown back home will receive temporary safe haven. Biden says the move recognized, quote, the significant erosion of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong by the Chinese government. He said in a statement, quote, by unilaterally imposing on Hong Kong the law of the People's Republic of China on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, the People's Republic of China has undermined the enjoyment of rights and freedoms in Hong Kong. Biden claims more than 10,000 people have been arrested in relation to anti-government protests. This is VOA News. Moderna said on Thursday its COVID-19 shot